holding these in my hands is a feeling I can't really describe.
Yes, those were the real ruby slippers, but how did we get here? We got here via Heritage Auctions in New York City, where on December 7th, 2024, these ruby slippers and several other items found in the Wizard of Oz will be auctioned. I was over the rainbow with joy to be standing next to these shoes and next to a screen-worn Wicked Witch of the West hat donned by Margaret Hamilton in the film.
I'm here at Heritage Auctions, standing next to the once stolen, now returned ruby slippers. They are now up for auction. It is so incredible to be standing next to this pair of shoes.
Yes, this was the pair that was infamously stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and was recovered by the FBI in 2018.
So I am Nikki Hale. I work for Heritage Auctions in the pop culture entertainment category. I manage special projects and collections for Joe Maddalena, who's our executive vice president. I am the slipper concierge is what I say. I do whatever they need. So I travel with them and talk about them, and I'm able to show them to a lot of great people. And really have spent probably more time with them than my family in the last 6 months.
Can you tell us where in the movie you can spot this particular pair?
These are the number 6 pair, based on the serial number inside and based on the heel. So they have slightly different heels. One has a cap and one is shorter and a little bit thinner. They're used throughout the movie, but particularly when she is going down the yellow brick road in Munchkin Land as well. That's why they have the orange felt bottoms to protect the sound as she's kind of skipping. They're also the sisters to the Smithsonian pair. So that is a really cool, and probably one of the most exciting things about them is that's how they were recovered. The FBI compared them to that pair. We have the right, they have the left, we have the left, they have the right. So it's kind of confusing, but it's a cross match. People care about them and people want them to be together, and I understand that very much.
So here they are, the famous, stolen, recovered ruby slippers. These are a made-for-TV film in themselves, and Heritage Auctions will hopefully guide them to safer shores with whoever has them next. Holding these in my hands is a feeling I can't really describe. As a lifelong Oz fan and an Oz historian, holding these in my hands is almost like a spiritual moment for me. A lot of people see the ruby slippers as symbols for the journey of life that we take, the guidance, the wisdom, and there is nothing quite like having that kind of power in your hands. I won't tap them together, but I wonder where they'd take me if I did.